Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
We paid a fight, we paid a fight. Hit it, hit it, hit it hard.
Good morning, JD.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing, great. Here, say good morning to Bruce James, All-American defensive end for the Razorbacks.
Oh, Brucey.
Good morning.
He is.
How are you doing?
Great to have him back for football season. John, where are you today? What city and state?
I'm in Chicago.
Okay.
My kind of town.
Yeah, Chicago. Yeah, it's one of my favorite towns. Now, for those who are wondering, this week is a week when we were changing things up. Rick Schaefer will be on Wednesdays during football season. We'll have him on tomorrow for those that are asking. JD, I mentioned we're going to flip you to Thursday, you and McFadden, just to sort of change things up. It'll be interesting to see where you are on Thursdays. Usually, where you are on Tuesdays, will it be the same on Thursdays, or are you gone to a different location from between Tuesday and Thursday?
Next Thursday, I'll probably be either in probably Sioux Falls.
Yeah, let me tell you, this dude is getting some Bruce, this guy's got some major miles on his RV.
Imagine.
Well, obviously, it's game week for the Razorbacks. North Alabama kickoff, John, is 3:15. I wanted you to hear what Bruce James had to say about Ryan Silverfield and his thoughts about him, what he's been able to tell so far. He's got a chance to meet Coach Silverfield last weekend and watch, you know, obviously what he's doing on the Hill. And he had some really positive things to say. Now, for those that don't remember, Bruce James was an All-American defensive end in the late 1960s under Frank Brewell, some of the great teams of all time. And so we like to feel like Bruce knows a little bit about what he's talking about. That's why we have him here. But tell John, and for those who missed it in the 6:20 or the 6 o'clock hour, your thoughts and expectations. Let's see what John has to say about what you feel about Ryan Silverfield.
John, when we got this new coach, I'd heard a lot of good things about him when we got him. So I spent the last three and a half months of getting all the information I could from people that from Tulane, from other schools that had played against them. And before we played them last year, I was told by a friend that played football at Tulane that this guy, y'all better be very, very careful because his football teams can play in the fourth quarter. Obviously, you saw what happened in the fourth quarter, and we let them win the ball game.
Yeah.
So that really spurred me on. And make a long story short, I've never said this before. I've always evaluated coaches. Would I play for this guy or would I not play for this guy? And this is the first guy since Frank Brawls that I would play for.
Wow.
And be comfortable with.
How about that, JD? How about that endorsement?
Wow.
And I do that. Now, I mean, I'm not talking about like Steve Spurrier. I wouldn't even walk in the room with Steve Spurrier.
Now, you said you would play for Saban. You said you'd play for Saban.
I could play for Saban tomorrow. If he was around and wanted me to play for him, I would be there.
Yes.
I respect him that much. And the way all of this comes together, John, that my new coach is doing everything that a lot of people has never heard of. And I'm talking about the things that like practicing at different hours of the day, making groups within a group. Like on the offense, they have so many people that meet as representative of the offensive group. He gives them a lot of say-so about what they want to do. And I could go on and take up your time, and I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to say that I'm very, very pleased with this guy.
All right, JD.
We haven't played a game.
That's encouraging to hear Bruce say that, right?
That is very encouraging. I mean, I lived in Memphis for 19 years, and the people I've talked about said he's a great coach if Arkansas gives him time.
Right. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
And they said the players love him. They play for him hard. But, I think besides North Alabama, no disrespect to them, but don't we have the toughest schedule in football?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's really up against the wall. And plus, I hate these 11 o'clock games.
Well, the good thing is the good thing we get. Well, I tell you what's maybe crazier. You know, this game Saturday and against North Alabama is at 3:15. Then we have the tougher one is maybe the 9:15 kickoff at Utah, which is weird. With you know,
are you going?
Yeah. I'm going. I'll be there. And then we come back, John, and we play Georgia at 11. That will be a tough one. But I'm like Bruce. I mean, I think the guy has done he's crossed all the T's and done all the I's so far. You know, the bottom line is going to be what he produces on the field. And hopefully we see a better product than what we saw last year, more effort.
I think we will. I mean, I just hope the fan base understands that we have some decent football players, but we don't have a lot of depth. And you cannot have injuries and different things like that and play the schedule we play. We're playing big-time schedule, number one in the United States, obviously. You're not going to go out there if you lose players in the first game or any time. We don't have the depth.
Yeah.
He's going to do the best that he can, and they're going to play. This is all I ask of them is play every game just like you've been playing, organized.
Yeah.
Definitely have football IQ and be in shape, and they're going to be in shape, and they're going to play hard in the fourth quarter.
John, where are you going to watch the game? Are you going to be busy on Saturday at 3:15, or are you going to be able to watch the game?
No, I fly back from Jersey Saturday morning, so I'll be able to watch the game here in Chicago, and then we'll probably be driving to either Sioux Falls or back to Dardanelle. I hurt my wrist on 16, my seventh hole last week, so Doc told me 3 to 5 days. You know, try and swing in about 5 days. If you swing, then go play. If you can't, then we need to look at it. So.
When you roll into a town like Chicago, I imagine you got a lot of buddies. Of course, our buddy Dan Hampton, who we'll talk to on Fridays this year. Do you call any buddies while you're in town and go, "Hey, man, love to see you," or just so you're so busy with your commitments, you don't have time for that?
No, I would. I'm just here. I leave out early in the morning. I'm going to Bettinardi to work on some putting. They're here in Oak Brook, so I'm gonna go over there today and see what kind of new putters and stuff they got. Let the guys. See how bad my stroke really is, because that's about all I can do is putt. So
I got you.
Go there and then head out to Jersey in the morning and then come back Saturday.
Scotty Scheffler does it again. That's 22 wins in 5 years, yeah. John. He's just dominating the competition, and it's crazy. It makes it look easy, doesn't it?
It's unbelievable. He's putting the Tiger Woods stuff right now.
Yeah.
So it's great to see. It's great for golf. And he's such a nice guy. I mean, I remember we did the premiere in New York for Happy Gilmore 2, and I've always wanted to meet Goldie Hawn. And she was sitting there talking to her publicist, and I go, "Goldie, I've been a big fan all my life." You know, she stood up, gave me a hug, "Thank you, but can you introduce me to Scotty Scheffler?" So I walked over and got Scotty and his wife, and she was so happy, but she was really nice. But, yeah, I mean, he has made a big dent. You never thought you'd see
no.
players do this Tiger-esque stuff,
yeah.
And he's doing it.
I mean,
it's really awesome.
You understand, we're visiting with John Daly, by the way, brought to you by Honda of Russellville. Thanks to Steve and Michelle Pirtle. Appreciate them celebrating 47 years. You know, I don't think, you know, people realize how tough this game is, and when you're beating – the best in the world on a regular basis. Like you said, it's Tiger-esque, it's Jack-esque, if you will, Nicholas, to beat the best players in the world who are so at such a high level consistently, it is something I don't think we thought we would see again. And I don't know how many wins he's got, how long he's going to make this run, but he's so young, John, it looks like he could probably make a good run at some big numbers. I don't know if he'll ever get to where Tiger and Jack are, but he's on the right pace.
Yeah, he's been playing great, and he always has a chance to win. Like every tournament he's playing in right now, he has a chance to win, which is just, you know, and these guys he's playing against aren't bad golfers, y'all. These guys are unbelievable. They all bomb it. They all can play, and it's just unbelievable to watch. It's pretty cool to watch, actually.
Now, Bruce, John, as Roger knows, John knows, or everybody knows John. Everybody knows John Daly. It's the craziest thing ever. He could go anywhere in the world. He's,
sure.
I think, well, especially with his Santa beard, he's the most recognizable figure anywhere. So I asked him. I knew anybody I throw out at him, Roger, and I think I texted him back and forth last night. But Like, for example, Emmitt Smith. We had Emmitt Smith yesterday at the Touchdown Club. Johnny knocked it out of the park. Do you know Emmitt? Have you been around Emmitt at all?
Oh, yeah. I love Emmitt. I love Emmitt. He's awesome.
We've hung out. Yeah, go ahead.
We've hung out. Cowboy games when he played. I used to go watch him, you know, of course, I'm a diehard Cowboy lover. You know that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I played some golf with Emmitt. I mean, he's just a class act, man. When we did Jerry Jones's tournament there at the Cowboy Club, I got to play with him a few times. He's unbelievable, and he's loyal. He's loyal to the Cowboys, and he always will be.
Yeah, well, you know, it's so funny. If you remember, and Roger, you and I have talked about it, but Bruce and John, in the 90s, Arkansas was dominating the national headlines. You had the Cowboys and Jerry Jones of the Narcanson winning three Super Bowls, going to the White House where the President Clinton was, you know. Then you got President Clinton going to see Nolan win a national championship in 94. Then you got John Daly winning majors in the 90s. I mean, and then Sam Walton was just killing it with Walmart in the 90s. I remember thinking, John, looking around going, wow, this state is just knocking it out of the park in the 90s. And Emmitt was talking about that yesterday, being able to go and get the – you know, go to the White House, and there's Clinton holding up the 22 jersey. But that was such a great decade for all things Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, you can't beat it. I mean, the 90s were great for Razorbacks. I mean, with all our sports, I mean, we were, the thing is, we're really good in every sport. And then, you know, hopefully Silverfield will get the football program back, but you know, look what's going to happen with, you know, we signed Van Horn, which, thank God, I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
The golf team, Little John, he's in Switzerland playing the DP World Tour this week.
Nice.
But he went and watched the team. So Coach Brad got some new recruits. That the team's going to be good again. All the sports were doing great. Look at track. Look what track's done. I mean, they just never seem to stop doing what they do best. I mean, I always look overall. Look at our softball program. I mean, I look at all overall at Razorbacks because I'm such a diehard. I love every sport that they play. I watch every sport they play, and we're good. I mean, we've got it going on right now. And the big question is the football, but it's the hardest thing that we have to do because of our schedule.
And how crazy is it too that with John, your connection with Cal from your time in Memphis, that you guys are buds and we're in business together. Then you mentioned Ryan Silverfield. Obviously, you know about Ryan because of those Memphis connections. So, anyway, just listen, we're blessed to all be doing what we're doing, having a good time, and we hope football can bounce back. Finally, we get, talking time's over. I'm so tired of asking questions and questions about, do we have depth, blah, 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 blah. At least we finally get to see a product on the field this Saturday at Razorback Stadium. So, all right, John, get that wrist well, and we'll talk to you next week, hopefully after the Hogs are 1-0.
All right, go Hogs. Love y'all.
I love you too, JD. Thanks to Hunter of Russellville again for sponsoring John. Yeah, I'm telling you, Bruce, it's the craziest thing. We walk in the SEC Media Days down there. John-